Who stole the door? At MIT, the different fraternities all had smokers, where they tried to get the new freshmen to be their pledges. And the summer before I went to MIT, I was invited to a meeting in New York of Phi Beta Delta, a Jewish fraternity. In those days, if you were Jewish or brought up in a Jewish family, you didn't have a chance in any other fraternity. Nobody else would look at you. And I wasn't particularly looking to be with other Jews, and the guys from the Phi Beta Delta fraternity didn't care how Jewish I was. In fact, I didn't believe anything about that stuff, and was certainly not in any way religious. Anyway, some guys from the fraternity asked me some questions and gave me a little bit of advice, that I ought to take the first-year calculus exam, so I wouldn't have to take the course, which turned out to be good advice. I liked the fellows who came down to New York from the fraternity, and the two guys who talked me into it, I later became their roommate. There was another Jewish fraternity at MIT called SAM, and their idea was to give me a ride up to Boston, and I would stay with them. I accepted the ride and stayed upstairs in one of the rooms that first night. The next morning, I looked out the window and saw the two guys from the other fraternity that I met in New York, walking up the steps. Some guys from the Sigma Alpha Mu ran out to talk to them, and there was a big discussion. I yelled out the window, "Hey, I'm supposed to be with those guys!" And I rushed out of the fraternity without realizing that they were all operating, competing for my pledge. I didn't have any feelings of gratitude for the ride or anything. The Phi Beta Delta fraternity had almost collapsed the year before because there were two different cliques that had split the fraternity in half. There was a group of socialite characters who liked to have dances and fool around in their cars afterwards, and so on. And there was a group of guys who did nothing but study and never went to the dances. Just before I came to the fraternity, they had had a big meeting and had made an important compromise. They were going to get together and help each other out. Everyone had to have a grade level of at least such and such. If they were sliding behind, the guys who studied all the time would teach them and help them do their work. On the other side, everybody had to go to every dance. If a guy didn't know how to get a date, the other guys would get him a date. If the guys didn't know how to dance, they'd teach him to dance. One group was teaching the other how to think, while the other guys were teaching them how to be social. That was just right for me, because I was not very good socially. I was so timid that when I had to take the mail out and walk past some seniors sitting on the steps with some girls, I was petrified. I didn't know how to walk past them, and it didn't help any when a girl would say, "Oh, he's cute."